You said he died in...
Her husband died in 1980, 4th of April, 1980.
How old was he?
Well, he was born, I forgot what date.
Well, it was just a year.
Well, I just can't think of the date that he was born.
Well, doesn't matter much. He was, see, his religion.
Huh?
His, what church?
Presbyterian church. He's a mighty good man. Good Christian man.
And he didn't get very far in school, did he?
Oh, yeah. He got further along in school because he had better school.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, Presbyterian church than I did.
Okay. And, you know, his family was from Pinch Mountain and Squatchy Valley, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, his people on the Hank side. They would all raise this ring and come in can, you might say. But they all called it Squatchy Valley, where I come from. It's an Indian name.
Yeah.
So, whether you spell it or not, I should. Don't have to spell it. Sounds hard to spell.
I'll check on a map and get the spelling right. And could you tell me what, I don't guess you could see well enough to sort of draw what your house looked like that you grew up in. Could you just tell it to me?
Well, it was an old log house where I lived that forest, Mary, and then I moved down on Squatchy Creek then. My mother died, and you see, I married in that. Well, I done moved down on Squatchy Creek with my daddy's sister.
Uh-huh.
And I lived there then until I married. And he was by himself and his sister was by herself while they lived there. And then I married then, went up on the mountain, and they stayed there on her farm then a while.
Uh-huh.
And then she sold the farm, and her and him come to Crossville, and he built a house over to the side of city school, and he died here in Crossville.
Yeah. Could you tell me what the house looked like exactly, the rooms?
Well, it was a big old two-room house, and then they had it. There's a kind of an entry between, and then another old log house where I was born and raised it.
There were two houses?
And my daddy then, after he married, he weatherboarded the two-room house, and then there was they call it a cellar down in, you know, of course people have basements now, old business of the house. But people used to just have a little cellar down, you know, and you go down from the inside and just put your potatoes and canned stuff in it. But now they have basements and almost nothing basements. Both of my sons have a basement.
Yeah.
My son built a house. He's a carpenter, my youngest son is. And my oldest son, he's not a doctor. He works in a drugstore. His brother knows a doctor of drugs, but he wasn't. But instead, he's got the drugstore, but his brother-in-law got sick, and so my son owns it now, but he's not a doctor of drugs, but still he's got lots of medicine.
Yeah.
He had to do other things.
I just want to ask a question, Tom, to get, find out what words you have for certain things. Talking about a house. And you have your fireplace.
And there's been a fireplace in every house I've lived in.
Yeah. What do you call the smoke in a fireplace goes up through the, what?
The fireplace.
Yeah. Goes out of the house through.
Yeah, you have it.